Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life. I'm your host, Minnie Van Lee. So stay tuned, I have a really great show for you. Hello everyone, I'm Minnie Van Lee and as you know, I live in my minivan, so you're going to hear some ambient noise going on. And today, the noise of the day is wind. I'm in Arizona in the desert, and the wind again is blowing fiercely. What would you say? How many miles per hour gust are we looking at today, Jack?
Well, it says 21 to 23 sustained, then up to 40 gust.
Look out, everyone. OMG. So you just heard the voice of Jack Moore, the famous Jack Moore of Traveling with Jack YouTube channel. And so I've got a great show for you today. So stay tuned, everyone. Don't go anywhere. And right now, I'm just going to put in my first commercial. And then, so hang tight. Get your coffee. Get your coffee. I know I've got mine. And I'll prove it. Did you hear that? I've got good coffee today. So, let's go to a commercial and we'll be right back.
YouTube.com, Minnie Van Lee. Videos about nomad life. Instructional videos, travel videos. I will teach you how to live in your minivan or SUV successfully in style. I share ideas and gadgets, including a really great solar setup, so you can keep yourself powered up and have energy throughout your travels. It's a great life, full-time. It's also great for using your minivan as a camper for vacations. So go to youtube.com and search for Minivan Lee, L-E-E, Minivan Lee. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. Now back to the show.
We're back. So I have Jack Moore here. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Lee. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing really good. You know, we're inside the minivan. We got the wind out there.
Very much got wind.
Yeah, it's a little warm, but, you know.
It'll do.
It'll do.
It's working.
Yes,
it's better than being outside.
Exactly. We've had quite the wind lately.
We have had a lot of wind lately.
Yes.
Hard winds, too.
We were in yesterday, as I remember.
Yeah.
It was an inside day yesterday.
Same thing as today, yes.
Had to get everything done in the morning. So, Jack, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name's Jack Moore, and I just started a YouTube channel a couple weeks ago, so I've only got a few videos up right now, but I'm working on some more. It's called Traveling with Jack. And I just had the idea since I'm on the road, and I've been to several different states, and I wish I would have recorded more in some of those states, but I wasn't even thinking about it at the time. But since I'm traveling, I'm just going to do some video and do some pictures and just post it. Let people come along with me and see what I'm doing. So I'll be traveling. I'll be working. I'll be doing some different things on the road. I've been on the road now for almost 5 months. Started in West Virginia. I'm from West Virginia originally, but I've lived in several different states, and I've lived out of the country also. So I got back into the States in last October, and I've been traveling and working ever since.
Where did you travel outside of the States?
I've traveled to several countries over the years, but the last year and a half, I've been in the Philippines, and I lived... I've been there three different times to the Philippines, the last time for 7 months, but I've been there over a year total, off and on. But I've been to South Korea, been to Hong Kong. That's all within the last couple years. Before that, I've been to other countries. I mean, I've been to Canada, Jamaica, Mexico. I've been to several different countries.
So. What did you do while you were in the Philippines?
Nothing.
Okay. Well,
all righty. I took a year off, a little over a year off from work, and traveled. And so I settled in the Philippines and when I got there, I found an area that I really liked. It was up in the mountains. A lot of people think of the Philippines as all tropical, and most of it is because there's 7,000 islands, over 7,000 islands in the Philippines. But I lived about 5,000 to 6,000 feet above sea level up in the mountains. So it was nice. The temperature was awesome there year round. But I traveled, went to different areas, seen some different things, did a lot of hiking up in the mountains. The Baguio City, right outside of Baguio, is where I lived. And it's known as the City of Pines. And there's a lot of nice hiking trails and stuff. So basically, I took a little over a year off.
Wow. And sounds great.
Goofed off. So.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was a very exciting experience. It's really neat to see different cultures, and the people are there extremely nice.
What did you do in South Korea?
Just sightseeing.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't there very long.
Okay.
So the only ones that I've really stayed in other than the United States for any period of time is the Philippines. All the others were like a week or less.
Okay.
So it was just kind of just visiting type deal. Philippines, I did live in two different areas though when I was there. So when I first went over, I subleased a condo actually in Baguio. And then after that, I just got me an apartment outside in the mountains. It was really nice. I always say it was kind of semi-off-grid because it was totally different than the condo. I mean, it was nice, and you had running water, but it was caught in a water tank. And we had electric, but we didn't have gas. We just used a propane, just like we do on the road.
Right.
So it kind of prepared me for like seven months. I lived like that. It was really nice. So.
Now, you have a YouTube channel called Traveling with Jack. Going to be mainly traveling in the United States, or are you looking to go into other nations?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on where I go. I would like to go out of the States again. But right now, I'm just living in my vehicle. I've got a 2007 Chrysler Pacifica. It's a crossover, all-wheel drive. And so while I'm here, I'm just going to see the States. I'm going to travel and work over here. And I'm not saying that I won't go back out of the States. I may, but no plans right now. But it's possible. It's possible. The Philippines, I really like, and it's so economical to live over there. I could sublease a condo and have everything I needed cheaper than I could live in my vehicle per month over here. So it's totally different.
Wow.
So
the American dollar goes further.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And there's no reason two people couldn't live on $500 to $550 a month. Over there in an apartment with all your utilities and Wi-Fi.
Wow.
So yeah, totally different. Well, it was kind of a sticker shock when I got back to the U.S. Just to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was like everything's double the price, if not more. So it's totally different.
Well, let's see if we can open this door just a little bit. It's getting a little warm in here, folks. Let's see how this, yeah.
It's sunny out.
Yeah, it's sunny. We're looking out. Let's just describe, Jack, describe what we're seeing outside the door.
We're seeing the desert. No, it's actually really pretty out. You can see in the far background, you can see the mountains. The sky is very blue with several clouds. And they're putting a shadow on the side of the mountain, so it's very beautiful. And you got cactus along the way, so it's very beautiful out today.
And you can see the Creole soap kind of waving back and forth with the wind.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is waving back and forth with the wind out there.
Right. I got my tarp out here, and it's sort of like a balloon kind of thing. Rocks are holding it down on the edges, but there's a like puffed up in the middle.
Yeah.
But I think we can probably continue this way. I don't think it'll bother y'all if we do this. I know you don't want us to suffocate in here, so.
It's a good
thing. Or maybe you do. So what do you think about the boondocking out here?
I like it. I like it a lot. This is the longest that I've actually stayed in one area. Now, I've been out of the area a couple times, but they always come back. But, this is the longest I've actually stayed in one state. Let's say that for a while.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
But Arizona is beautiful. I like it out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Especially in the winter.
And there's so many different areas. And there's areas I have not seen, and I've been here 40 years. there's areas I haven't seen, and I'm still in like, whoa, I'm still in awe of things. Yeah.
Yeah, because there, it's such a vast difference. I mean, you got the mountains, you've got the lakes, you got the desert. I mean, just like up in Lake Havasu is totally different atmosphere than down here in Quartzsite.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of different vibes going on.
When I came back from Salt Lake City, I came through and it was almost the corner of Utah, Nevada, and Arizona. And then we had to go through this little tip of Arizona and they had dug out this road. And I was like, I mean, I even went, whoa, when I saw it. The mountain, we were going through mountains and we were like, from here to almost, it seemed like to that, right there, of my door. It was like, there was this mountainside, and I'm like, it felt like this little bug, you know, walking around, yeah. It, yeah. But I remember, and I had my, it's actually on tape, too,
oh, cool.
And on video, and it was pretty, and I thought, why, this is new. It was so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It seems like for me, every time I go into Arizona, no matter what, I could be going to New Mexico and all of a sudden I'm in Arizona. For me, I don't know if it's because I'm partial to it, but it's like going from black and white to color instantly. So.
Yeah, I'm actually going to work on a video for my YouTube channel. Just some short clips and some pictures that I've taken in Arizona. Just do like a music to it and set it to music. Probably in the next, I don't know, maybe in the next week, I'll do something like that. Because I've taken a lot of pictures. It takes me a long time to get places because I stop a lot.
So, yeah.
Just like a couple days ago, I was coming down the road and seen some beautiful scenery and I just hit my brakes and pulled in. So,
yeah.
So, and I can just get out and take pictures. If there's a trail or some place I can go that looks like it's legal where I can go, sometimes I'll just take off walking and take pictures.
So the traveling channel is perfect for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because I don't like to sit still very long. I mean, even if I'm boondocking here in Quartzsite, I don't really sit here a lot. I'll still move and go out and do stuff and come back. But, you know, I'm still living in my vehicle, so I'm still on my channel. I'm going to show that, you know, day-to-day life. Because, you know, you can't travel all the time. You can't afford to travel all the time, yeah. Especially with gas at $3 a gallon now. You know, I'm going to show different things. I'm just show, you know, what I'm doing. So it is called Traveling with Jack, but there's going to be sometimes we're not traveling.
Exactly.
You know, you are traveling with me because you're coming along. So even if it's just sitting in camp talking. Right. But, yeah, we're going to try to get out and see some stuff, though. So I've got plans to head north a couple hours. I'd love to go to the Grand Canyon in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I wanted to do that actually this week, but the weather changed drastically in that area. And they had lows in the teens and the 20s and highs in the 30s. So I decided I didn't want to live in my vehicle with it 18 degrees for 3 or 4 nights
sure.
in a row. So,
yeah.
So I kind of postponed that and just came back to Quartzsite for a little while. But yeah, I am going to head north. I want to go up in several different areas up there, actually. But I do want to go to the Grand Canyon, get some footage of that.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go away.
Amazon links for gadgets and fun stuff for nomad life. Go to youtube.com and check out the video descriptions. There are links for Amazon products. When you use the links, I receive a small commission when you order within 24 hours of putting the item in your cart. Now, even if you don't purchase that particular product, but you buy something else after using my link, I receive a commission on the item you purchase. This helps fund my videos and my podcast costs, which can be large sometimes. But thank you so much for doing this for me. And all of the links are products that I use and I have already tested out and are for the nomad life or camper life, if that's what you choose. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Jack, what is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is one that I've actually got it here on a piece of paper that I self-laminated with tape, stuck in my wallet probably about 3 years ago. But I just love it when I heard this. It says, your happiness is before you, not behind you. Cherish it.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Explain why that means so much to you.
Because a lot of times, you know, we hold on to our past. And if you hold on to your past a lot of times, you can't go on with your future. I mean, because, you know, the future is before us. And there's a lot of things happen. I mean, we all make mistakes in life. We all mess things up. And you can't dwell on that. You can't dwell on your past of, you know, losing a loved one or losing a job or whatever the case may be. Or the mistake that you may have made. You know, a lot of people just kind of, I've always heard it called wallow in their sorrow, you know. And then they can't go on. Because that's always in their mind. It's always bringing it up in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't get free from that to go on. But that's what that means to me. You know, the happiness is before you. You can't change your past. I mean, yeah, if you made mistakes or did wrong, you can go back and right them. You know, you can go back and ask for, you know, forgiveness or something like that for someone. But you can't change you can't change your actions. And you can't hold on. It's good to hold on to memories. You know, I'm not saying that. You got good memories from, you know, a loved one or someone that was in your life at one time. That's awesome. But you can't live there. If they're not in your life anymore, you know, if you got to move on. You got to move on if it's with that person or not. But you can't just, you know, dwell on the past and live in the past. Because there's so much out there for us to do. You know, there's so much ahead of us. I mean, you just think of everything that's out there. Like 5 years ago, I wouldn't have thought I'd be sitting here in the middle of the desert traveling. You know, I wouldn't have thought I'd lived in the Philippines or
sitting
been to the
in
countries.
This minivan talking
sitting
about
in a minivan in a windstorm, yeah, and talking about it.
I know.
So, but yeah, you got to cherish your future. You got to move on.
Oh yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah.
You know, see what's out there.
Yeah.
And not.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, not let things bother you. I mean, just kind of. I'm kind of easygoing, so I just kind of go with the flow, but that's really fits right now really good because. There was several points when I was traveling that I just got to a town and thought, okay, do I want to stay here for a few days? And then, okay, do I want to go this way or do I want to go that way? You know, when I left West Virginia, I didn't have no set route. I just left.
Yeah.
And I'm known, I'll take scenic routes. I mean, if it's an hour from this town to this town, I may take 2 hours to get there because I go back roads. So I just like to see things. See what I can see.
What we'll see.
I want to see what I can see.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I love it. Well, I love that quote. Is there anything that keeps you up at night?
I'd say no, not right now. I mean, in the past, yeah. But right now, no. I mean, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm traveling, making some money here and there, and, okay. You know, sustaining me right now. So with my lifestyle right now, I have less worries and less headaches. So I don't really... We messed that up.
I don't know if y'all heard that, but my stomach just did a major rumble, and I didn't even know it came from me.
She kind of looked at me and looked down, and she started laughing. So, are you hungry?
No, I think the coffee's going down or something. We'll just leave that right in.
All right.
Well, good. I'm glad nothing keeps you up.
Yeah. No. I'm
good.
I think I'm good right now. I'm in a good place right now.
Very good. Very good. Let's see, what else do we want to know about you?
I don't know.
What motivates you the most?
Oh, what motivates me the most?
Yeah.
I think that's changed at different seasons in my life. I mean, you know, when I was younger, it was something different. I'm going to say right now in my life, what motivates me the most is just to get out and do things, meet people, meet new friends. You know, that's, to me, that's exciting. That's interesting. And, you know, there's still a lot of places, a lot of states I haven't been to. Now, since I've been back to the U.S., I've I've hit 16 states since I've been back. So, but I want to do a lot more. You know, I want to see stuff. So that kind of motivates me to keep me going. I just want to see more. And you know, as you get older, your priorities change. It's not about going to work and, you know, getting a new vehicle or a boat or a motorcycle. It's kind of like, you know, the friends you make and the experiences in your life. Experiences, to me, are better than material things.
Oh, yeah. Experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when your time's up, you're not going to take anything with you.
Exactly.
I mean, so you might as well enjoy life and the experiences that come around. Enjoy the little seasons. The people that come into your life. Some people come into your life. Some people leave. Others stick around longer. But you got to enjoy the little seasons and put them all together.
You had posted, because you were asked to, posted a picture. Yeah. So you don't just go around and post pictures of yourself as a little boy. But I did see the most interesting picture you posted. And you were wearing this like Indian or cowboy thing with a bunch of fringe on it.
Yeah.
It was so cute. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, look at all that fringe on yeah. yourself. And where'd you get that outfit when you were little?
I have no idea where I got that outfit. I don't know if that was for like, I'm not sure, but it was an Indian outfit.
Okay.
Because I do remember I even had a little headband with a feather at one time.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, so I did have an Indian outfit. Okay. But I don't know if that was, my mom bought that for like Halloween.
I loved it.
But I do remember as a little kid playing like cowboys and Indians.
Okay.
And I always wanted to be the Indian. I never wanted to be the cowboy.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted to be the Indian. So I always dressed like
an
Indian.
I can see that after getting to know you. Yes, you'd want to be the Indian, yeah. But to me, it almost looked like a Davy Crockett or something.
It had fringes on it, yes.
Well, Davy Crockett was pretty popular. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, during that time. Yeah. I mean, kids were into Davy Crockett. And mm-hmm. Remember, there's a song, Davy Crockett or something. Yeah,
something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that you're into jobs around the nation, and you're going to be, you know, moving in that direction. So tell us about jobs that you're thinking about doing as you're traveling.
Well, there's a few that I'm thinking about doing. There's a few that I've already done, and I'm going to redo this season. The one that I did earlier back in October was at the Beet Harvest up in Michigan. The sugar beet harvest.
Sugar beets.
And I'm planning on doing it again this year, and also the one in North Dakota. So if they line up correctly, I can get them both in. It just depends on how weather goes. But I'm signed up to do them both. I did it last year.
So you're talking North Dakota, and what's the other one?
Michigan.
Michigan and North Dakota. Yeah. Okay.
Now, the North Dakota, you can either work in North Dakota or Minnesota. And it'll start first because it gets colder there. And then if they finish up in time, you can go on to Michigan and do that one. Last year, I didn't make it in time to do the North Dakota because of canceled flights from the Philippines because of the COVID-19. So I had two canceled flights. So I didn't get in time to do the first part of the harvest. So I just went ahead and did the Michigan part of the beet harvest.
Okay.
So, but I'm planning on doing that again this year. Planning on doing both of them.
Okay.
And after that, maybe back to Florida, because this past December, I went to Florida and worked for a month. So I'm probably going to be doing that again, which it's like at a big fruit packing warehouse, fruit for the holidays, for Christmas, baskets, and gifts.
Okay. Are there that many sugar beets? It sounds like there's a whole lot of sugar beets being planted and harvested all over the country.
Oh, we have piles. I mean, piles 23 to 25 feet tall for hundreds of feet long.
Well, and what do they do? I know one thing they do with the sugar beets. They make sugar. What else do we do with it?
The sugar beets, that's what they use them for.
So we're dealing with a lot of sugar.
Yeah, the company that I worked for was a temp service, but it was through Michigan Sugar.
Okay.
So,
we probably do go through a lot of sugar, don't we?
Oh, a lot of sugar. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and it's a big deal up there. I mean, you have about 3 week time slot to get them all in because of the weather, because you got to get them in If it's too warm, you can't pile them. So if it's above 60 degrees, you're not going to work because the core of the bead will be too warm. And if you pile them, because they're piled so high, they'll start rotting. So they got to be piled when it's cooler.
Okay.
So the ideal conditions for to
pile. So what are they doing with them when it's warm?
Well, when they bring them in, they bring them straight from the field and pile them. And I worked at the piling station. They have big vents through them.
Okay.
But what it is, you cannot, if the core temperature is too warm, then it'll just start rotting from the inside out. Ooh. If you can pile them while they're cool, while the core temperature of the beets are cool, they won't overheat like that. Because if you get warm beets done in the middle of a 25-foot pile,
right,
it'll rot and take a bunch of them out.
Okay.
So you got to keep them cool as you stack them.
So how do they keep them cool?
With they get the big vents that run through them,
okay.
The big tubes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when is a sugar beet ripe to be picked?
Well, they... in Michigan, because that's the one I did, so that's the one I know, they start in late September.
Okay.
So.
Well, let me ask you something, because this is something I don't know. What if I bit in or took a slice off it? Is it sweet?
It's sweet, but the sugar beet is really big. It's not like it's not like a little beet that you see in the grocery store.
Right, but it's about this big, right?
Some of them can be 8 to 10 pounds. I mean, they can be big.
Oh, okay. So if I took a slice off...
You can take and cut it, and it'll be white. They're totally white inside.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they do have a sweet taste to them.
What makes them so sweet? Just the condensing of it all?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know, but...
Well, we'll have to find out about it,
Yeah, but it's a big deal up here. I mean,
they
hire a lot of people to do that.
So. Now, are you already hired in certain places, or are you going to wait and apply later?
I'm already hired in two places right now.
Okay. And how did you contact them?
Online.
Okay. And where would somebody go to do that?
Just go online and look up sugar beet harvest.
Sugar beet harvest.
Depending on what state you want to go. If you want to do the North Dakota, just look up North Dakota sugar beet harvest, and it'll take you to it. You'll find the site. Or just type in Michigan sugar beet harvest.
Okay.
And you can go on there. You can do an online application. And they'll call you and go over some stuff and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
they'll just call you. You won't have to go and apply in person.
No, obviously. No. I signed up the first time while I was in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
So I just did it all online and then like a short type interview.
Okay.
Going over some stuff on the phone and that was it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can do it totally online. You can set everything up online.
Well, very interesting. Are there any other jobs that you'd be going to be looking for or that you would be wanting to?
Well, I've not done one yet, but I'm thinking about maybe trying the Amazon just to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard good things about it and I've heard bad things. I didn't know they pay pretty decent, so I thought I might hit one for like a month and see what it's like.
Right. Well, you can even do a week. I mean, most of you, I'm not sure my listeners and everything know that I've done Amazon a few times. Okay. So,
But I want to do a couple jobs between now and September to get me into the beet harvest.
Right.
But the beet harvest is where I'm going to make the most money in the shortest period of time.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Even over Amazon, you'd have to work a lot of hours at Amazon to make as much money. Because at the beet harvest, I mean, you're going to make $1,000, $1,100 a week.
Yeah. So, how many hours?
In Michigan, they're both set up differently. In Michigan, it's 9-hour shifts. But if the weather is permitting...
And you can do the 7-day.
7 days
so,
as long
so
as the weather.
So that's 63. Yeah.
Now, when I did it, I was up there for 3 weeks, but I didn't work the whole time. There was 2 days we got off early because the temperatures were too warm.
Yeah.
And one day we didn't work at all because the temperatures were too warm. So I worked a little less than 3 weeks.
Right.
And I made right around $3,000, and that was with basically 2 days off.
Yeah.
So basically 2.5 weeks work.
Well, you know, in Amazon, they have like they want you. They keep putting out these extra shifts because people are taking time off. So you could work, 60 hours.
Yeah.
And $50 an hour, so you can almost do the same thing. Yeah. But so I would definitely give Amazon a try.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a week.
Yeah.
That way you can see the system.
Right.
Get in the system and see what this is. Then you can make a real good educated comparison and say, hey, yeah. And you're going to be more qualified even on your channel. Say, hey, you know, I did Amazon. This is what it's all about. Yeah.
I know at the Beet Harvest, the one in North Dakota and Minnesota, it's actually a different company. It pays a little bit higher rate. And they work.
And where was this?
And they work 12-hour shifts up in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They work 12-hour shifts instead of nine.
Okay.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
And all day Saturdays. Anything after 8 hours every day is time and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Which then Saturday would be time and a half, and then Sundays would be double time.
Okay.
There. Yeah. Now in Michigan, it's just time and a half, anything over 40.
What kind of jobs, what are you doing at the Beet Harvest? I mean, what kind of jobs might someone be doing?
There's actually several different jobs. There's what they call like a ground crew, which that's just like guiding the trucks back in so they can dump their loads. If beets fall out, shovel them back up, throw them back in.
Okay.
If mud builds up, keep the machine clean, stuff like that. There's a tear taker that'll take the number, the paperwork from the driver. And some of them, you have to take samples of the beets because that's how the farmers get paid, by the quality of the beets.
Okay.
So you take samples of the beets and you put them in a bag and then you put them in a certain container for them to pick up. And then you have the piler operator, which is actually running the machines.
Okay.
That when they dump, that runs them out through and stuff. So, and then you've got...
is anybody just having the hard... What's the hardest job there?
Physically?
Yeah.
Physically be just probably the ground crew, especially if it's raining a lot, because, you know, you're cleaning out the mud. If a trucker gets in there not totally straight... And you should be guiding them in, but sometimes it happens if they kind of get in there a little not quite straight and you get a bunch of beets on the ground, then you got to shovel them up. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's work, but it's not bad. I did all of those jobs. So
Now, with my size or whatever, or my age even, I don't know, you know, what kind of job do you think that they'd have me do? Or it didn't matter. They don't go by that.
Well, some of the women were doing as the tear takers, which was taking, you know, the numbers and stuff like that and doing the samples. But I've seen women doing all the jobs, running the pilers, those out there with shovels, picking up. I mean, so it's just whatever you want to do.
It's the same at Amazon, too. They don't really,
Yeah, you can just do whatever you want to do, whatever you
I was just curious if there was, you know, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it is hard work. I mean, you got to stay... Yeah. You know, you got to stay at it and everything.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I mean, I actually enjoyed it. You meet a lot of neat people.
Yeah.
Make a lot of new friends.
Well, I like hard work. I don't know if I'm going to be doing Amazon again, but it would be interesting to do a beet harvest once.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know.
Yeah, just to see.
I know. And then you could be, and then you could talk intelligently about it.
The worst part is the elements because you're outside all the time. Your whole shift, you're outside.
Yeah, well, that sounds like
something
I'm used to. But
there's could be snow, could be rain.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be 55, it could be 60 degrees.
Do they offer you gear?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, you get a hard hat, you get goggles, you get gloves, you
get
you know, rain jacket. You get all that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they give it all to you.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the harvest in Michigan, if you stay for the whole harvest, you get a 10% bonus. At Christmas time. So whatever you make, say if you make.
So if you work in September, you mean really the harvest is.
If you work like. They do like the pre-pile starting in September, but it's like the. October, I ain't sure what date I started.
Okay.
Actually on the main harvest.
Okay.
But it's usually about 3 weeks long. I mean, actual work harvest is.
Yeah.
But you know, if you work at, let's just say, pull out a number, if you make $3,000. And you work, you know, you don't quit on them. Around Christmas time, you'll get a bonus of $300. I mean, it's not a whole lot, but it's a little bit. It was not kind of nice. Yeah. I got it a couple of weeks before Christmas. So I got a bonus in my account. So
what was it? Was it big? A big bonus?
Yeah, it was almost. Well, I made about $3,000, so it was 10%.
Oh, Oh, wow.
So just a nice little bonus for, yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're back.
Hello.
Well, Jack.
Yes.
You're a YouTuber now. What do you think of it all? So far,
I'm only 2 weeks into it, so yeah. I'm new.
Okay, well, let me ask a question. What's your biggest surprise?
Biggest surprise? The time it takes to do a short video.
Yeah. I knew that's what you were going to say.
I mean, not so much of filming it, but like editing, and then you got to download it to this, and then you got to upload it to YouTube, and then you got to do your thumbnail, and then your hashtags. It's time consuming.
It is time consuming. So it's like a newfound appreciation, huh, for YouTubers?
It is. Yeah. You think, you know, you see a 20-minute video. Oh, yeah, they got a half hour in it. Well, yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, the time, I guess.
Yeah. I always found it interesting that there would be some YouTubers, nomads, let's just discuss nomads right now. You know, where they're just sitting in the front seat with the phone propped up and they're chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Wow, how easy is that one?
I've done that.
Yeah. Yeah. So have I, but not, you know, yeah.
Yeah. The noise.
Oh, the noise.
It's hard to keep noise out of the video. The first video I took out in the desert, I didn't realize how noisy it was until I listened to it from the wind.
Yeah.
Or anything, really.
Well, you have to have...
When you're driving, just little rattles. If you got something laying on dash, you don't pay attention to it, you watch the video, you can hear it.
Oh, I cannot do a video and talk while the car's going. I got the air conditioner going. My car makes funny noises. You know, it's like you can almost hear the engine kind of moving up and down as you're going down the road.
She's got character.
Yeah. So, yeah, my vehicle definitely has a distinct sound while it's driving. So I can't do that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of YouTubers where they do sit with the car off and they sit in the front seat and they have the phone up on their little holder and that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I
like to get out and do things.
Well,
when I can.
You want to be a little more interesting.
Yeah, I like to get out. It's been fun getting out in the desert and doing some walks and stuff like that. And going to different places.
Got to have a good microphone with the windsock. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have one of those.
I don't. I did, and it failed me. It failed me big. So... Yeah,
so it's hard. I'm just using my cell phone. That's the only thing I've got right now. And makes it difficult because there's been a lot of stuff, you know, footage that I've taken that I just don't use. I just throw it away and just not did a video on it just because it's so noisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when you try to protect it from the wind, it kind of shows up.
Yeah.
Out here.
You almost have to do a test. Like, you wouldn't even be able to hear.
Oh, right now. Yeah. You couldn't hear talking out there now. No.
And I'm sure y'all can hear out there. Y'all can hear a little bit of the wind. We don't. It's not coming in, but you know, I'm sure that my microphone is picking up a little bit out there. We've got the sliding, just so you get an idea. We're sitting in the minivan, and we've got the sliding door for the second row seat. We got to open probably about a third of the way.
Yeah.
So we can, you know, get some air going through and everything. Yeah. But it's really pretty out there.
Yeah. And the wind's blown from the opposite direction, so the air is not coming directly
right
in.
Yeah,
so that's shielding the microphone or non-microphone on your phone. But if we was outside, there's no way you could even hear us speaking.
But
it picks up, the phone picks up so many noises like that. I was doing a video and I was actually driving, and I've got these little power banks to charge my cell phone and stuff. It's solar panel. I had them laying on my dash so the sun would come through the windshield and charge them. I never paid any attention. I guess I'm just used to it. I listened to the video, and all I could hear was those things sitting there rattling against each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, about little stuff like that.
It's picking up. For me, it is more, I can control things better when I do videotaping inside my minivan, and I can just talk. Like, if it's an inside day, I'll just sit in here and talk and do a video, whether it's a coffee chat or whatever. But I do like to get out there, but you can't control the lighting, which is a big thing for me.
It's terrible out here.
You can't control the lighting. You can't control the noise factors out there. Yeah, I mean, and I know we had talked about this too, just going to the park. Let's say you're going to the park. Yeah. Well, you're going to walk past a family you're trying to do, or a car goes by with blaring music. Well, guess what? There's going to be copywritten music, and it's going to screw over your whole video because YouTube will pick that up.
I was up in Lake Havasu City, and I went to a car show, and I filmed some of that. And I had to fade all the noise out and actually put, you know, talk over it.
Yeah.
Because so much music playing here and there. So
right.
Yeah, you got to be careful with all that. So you don't think about that at first.
But, yeah, and somebody could just be, you know, like I said, just driving down the street or driving past your... Or just walking past with a boombox or whatever, you know. I mean, those boomboxes are still out there, you know. People are still walking
around. It's been a while since I've had a boombox.
Well, I've seen them in Tucson. They'll be walking with a boombox, you know. Like, wow, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Yeah. It's funny. Now, another thing that we have recently talked about, because you got your first... suggestion about the water issue.
Yeah.
How dare you throw water out?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it too. You threw some water out. Oh my gosh. Well, we talked about this because I kind of laughed when he got his first comment about the water, not conserving the water. And what was yours? Was it like a gallon, or it was water from your cooler.
Water from my cooler.
Water from your cooler, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I try to conserve as much water as I can.
Yeah.
Especially when you're boondocking like this, because, you know, water's precious. You use it for different things.
Right.
And I try to use all of my water for stuff, but once you have, like, bottles and cans and stuff soaking in the water in your cooler, you can't, you don't want to drink it.
Yeah.
Now, you could use it to wash your vehicle. You could use it. Yeah. I mean, you can use it for stuff like that. I'm not going to use it to wash my dishes or nothing like that with, though. And I don't have, you know, a dog or anything to drink it.
And that was one of the suggestions.
That was one of the suggestions.
Let your dog drink the water. Yeah.
Which I don't have a dog, and I probably wouldn't let them drink it anyway because you wouldn't want the germs and everything from the cans and bottles that was sitting in the store without filtering it first. So my cooler water, you know, I'll use it, you know, in the future. I'll probably use it if I'm going to clean my windshield, you know, or something like that. But I'm not going to use it for, you know, to clean up in or nothing.
How
like
much
that.
Water do you think was melted in your cooler, roughly? Well, what did that equal to? A gallon, maybe?
I would say there wasn't that much.
So you wasted a whole gallon of water. Yeah. You didn't drink it.
Yeah.
You didn't put it through your Berkey, which you don't have. You didn't wash. Well, I've gotten, we laughed about this because, and I wanted to mention on here that many of you listeners out there are living in homes.
Yeah.
That you're not nomads. Well, every time that in a house you flush your toilet, what, 2 gallons?
Yeah, I'm going to say gallon. 2 gallons,
yeah.
2 gallons.
And if you do that all day long, and of course then you fill your sink up to do dishes.
It's a lot.
I don't want anybody, like, letting that water go down the sink because that needs to be reused. You can put it through your Berkey. Well, you just don't know how many times I've said, I had filled up a water bottle with warm water, and then I wasn't going to use the water bottle for, you know, I didn't want to just leave water in it, and I just wanted to test it out to see. Well, I think maybe 2-3 cups of water was in there, but I was quite scolded by some comments that I had dumped that water out. I should have somehow used that water, and it just it boggles my mind. So if you're living in a home and you're thinking, wow, you know, like we're wasting water, maybe we are conserving water so much. We don't flush the toilets. We're not wasting water by running water in the sink. How many times when we lived in our homes, Jack, you do it too? You ran water so it could get warm.
Yeah.
And it just went right down the sink.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And we don't really use much water out here.
I know. I mean, I use a gallon of water a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all.
Yeah.
And
yeah, even when I'm doing my cleaning my dishes and stuff with plates, I just have a spray bottle.
Me too.
And I use the vinegar and water, like everybody does.
Yeah.
And I just kind of mist it down and then just wipe it out.
With a paper towel.
Yeah, mist it down and wipe it out again, and it's good to go.
I know.
So that little spray bottle could last me 2 or 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Doing my dishes, and that's like a quart or a quart of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, I do conserve a lot of water.
I think, so being a nomad, I believe, is uber sustainable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you just imagine the water if you're, you know, taking a bath out of a bucket or whatever out here, however you do it. You know, you're not using near as much as you're going to use in a home. Like, if you draw a whole tub full of water to soak
Gosh, yeah.
That's like 2-3 weeks worth of bath water out here.
yeah. How many gallons? I mean, and I had a big tub.
Yeah.
And now, for a commercial break.
To be a nomad. I invite you to visit minivanlee.com. There's blogs. There's a great contact form so that you can email me, you can ask me questions, and you can tell me about your life as a nomad or your life getting ready. There's links on there for videos from my YouTube channel. Please visit minivanlee.com today.
Yeah, my tub in the house that I left in 15 years, it was an older tub. It wasn't a claw tub. It was, I mean, whoa. I spent a lot of time in that tub. Mm-hmm. yeah.
That's a lot of gallons of water.
That's a lot of gallons of water, Out here, no. And then I remember way back, I had bought, lettuce in a bag, like at Walmart.
Okay.
Lettuce in a bag. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that, I didn't eat all. I was scolded I threw that lettuce away. You know, what was left over. It was just, I was actually scolded by a couple of people that I actually threw that lettuce
away.
I know it. Lettuce.
Yeah.
Wow. How many?
How many times have you cleaned out a refrigerator and threw a bunch of stuff in the trash can?
Oh, I know it.
I
know.
I don't have a refrigerator anymore, so I don't have to worry about that.
Right, exactly. And I really don't throw that much away, but every once in a while you do because you thought you were going to eat it and you couldn't.
Yeah, I've had bread that's got mold on it and I had to throw it away before. Yeah. So yeah, I've had to throw it, but not hardly nothing. Really, you know, since October, 5 months, I've not threw hardly anything away food-wise, but I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess my point is that... now that you're a YouTuber, you might get a little taste of that little shaming and scolding that might go on here and there. And it boggles my mind when somebody is sitting and they're in a home where I know homes. I know how sustainable they are. Yeah. Not, you know.
Yeah.
And we're out here like, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. Yeah. It's quite sustainable out here.
Oh, very. Yeah. We make everything last.
We do.
Yeah.
And we don't buy things just to buy things. You know, like, I feel bad today, so I'm going to go shopping, you know.
Get some new shoes.
Yeah, or just go shopping. Well, we have to, I go shopping for, clothes. I just went, and I just got a couple pairs of shorts and tops. That's going to last me all summer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep going shopping and go, I'm going to go this. I'm going to, this outfit. No. Because I don't have the space for it, so.
Right, yeah. When you're in a minivan, you don't.
Right.
Mine's even smaller inside because mine's a crossover, so I don't have a whole lot of space to put extra stuff, so.
Right.
I'm very particular with what I stick in there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're glad that you got the YouTube channel going?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Good.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, see where it goes.
Yeah.
So I'm learning as I go. I don't know nothing about it right now, so I'm just learning. I'm just taking video and sticking it together and putting it on there and see what happens.
There you go.
So we'll learn as we go.
Yeah. Well, you're out here now. You're going to be deciding where you're going to go so it can get, because summer's coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
The heat's coming. The heat is on, baby.
I don't.
It's
do
coming.
Heat. I don't do heat real good.
Yeah, right.
I'll be headed for the mountains.
Yeah.
I'll be heading up. somewhere.
Some elevation.
I'll
and
be
for
at
you,
elevation, yes.
For you out there, a lot of times you think, well, just go north. That isn't also.
No, you got to go up.
You have to go elevation.
Elevation.
Higher yes. elevation.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to be somewhere between 5,000 to 7,000 feet above sea level if I could.
Yeah.
For get the temperature I want.
Right.
So, I don't do 100 degrees.
Oh, no, you couldn't. You couldn't.
No, no. So, I prefer, if I had it ideal, I'd stay 70s all the time, but you can't find that. But if you travel, you can.
If you're in Washington State, could you?
You could travel up and down, I guess, you know, to try to get the closest that you could, but it's hard. You're still gonna have some places that's gonna get above that. I mean, but yeah, I'm just gonna follow the weather and see where I go.
Yeah.
I mean, so because even back in West Virginia, it can get in the 90s. Yeah, you know, and it's well, usually only July and August, but
in West Virginia,
yeah, it's too cold to stay back there in the winter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ohio, it's so humid.
Oh yeah, in the summer,
and even humid. 90 and humid.
Yeah.
You might as well, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't cool down.
No, no.
You just because you're sweaty and you know, it's like nah.
Yeah, definitely got to head to the mountains.
Yeah.
So.
Because even in Arizona, even at 100 degrees, sounds like the wind's picking up.
It's picking up out there.
Yeah, even in Arizona.
Yeah, you can tell it is.
Yeah. Yeah, my
it's blowing pretty
good. If it wasn't for those rocks. That balloon in front of me.
Your tarp's like a foot off the ground.
Yeah, there's a like a foot and a half of space.
Problem from the, between the ground.
Right.
Air's under it.
Air's getting under it, but there's enough rocks. It's not gonna take off. I don't think.
Hopefully not.
There we go. Yeah. I think we've covered a lot of territory here.
We have. See, we've talked.
I know.
For a while.
I know.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has. Well, Jack, anything you want to add to this, to these listeners out there? How can they contact you?
I'm on Facebook under Jack Moore, and of course my YouTube channel, Traveling with Jack. So you can have it, find it either way. That's really the only social medias I've got.
Okay.
I do have an Instagram, but I hardly ever use it anymore.
I'm not that crazy about Instagram.
Yeah.
You can't leave a link. You can't.
Yeah.
You could leave a link, and it'll be there, but it won't be a link. They don't recognize. It'll just be these
just on
words and numbers and letters. You know,
yeah.
HTTP, blah, and that's about it. Yeah, and I'm not really sure why Instagram is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've got some pictures and stuff posted on there from like the Philippines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't posted anything on it since I've been back to the States. Facebook is about the only thing I use.
Yeah, I still like Facebook.
And I don't even, sometimes I'll go 2-3 days and not even get on Facebook. I just don't. When I'm out here, it's a lot different when you're sitting in a house.
Yeah.
Because you're on all the social media and you're on YouTube watching everybody's channels and everything. When you're out here, you really, which is odd, because you're out here, you think you got plenty of time. But I find myself, you know, I don't even watch YouTube a lot anymore because you're usually busy doing stuff. I mean, I do get on Facebook and just kind of glance down through, see if I got messages. You know, I got Messenger too. I get a lot of messages on that. And a lot of the people started following me on YouTube, started messaging me on Messenger. So they can always get a hold of me on there,
mm-hmm.
Facebook. So, but yeah, a lot of times you're just busy out here. I mean,
well,
you're
doing the videos.
Doing the videos.
It takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time, yeah. And then you got to make a living out here, too.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple odd jobs here in town off and on. But
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, because I've worked in Michigan, I've worked in Florida, and I've worked here in Arizona. So, but where from here, I'm not sure yet, so... I just want to do a couple things first. I do want to hit the Grand Canyon and do some other stuff. And then I don't know if I'll be leaving Arizona or where I'll be going. So I probably won't know until the day before I go.
Well, with your YouTube channel, everybody can find out where you are.
That's right.
Or where you were.
Where I was, yeah.
Where you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, they can just follow me on there.
I did mention I did get a... I don't know where they got my number. I don't know what, can, it said, can I meet you? Can I meet you? Maybe it was somebody who, but it was coming from an email. I found that kind of interesting. So I don't know, maybe it was somebody that they had the, that was, used to have, they were talking to somebody that used to have my number. So I said, well, tell me more about yourself. Like, okay. Yeah, I didn't even say that. I said, tell me more about yourself. And I haven't answered back. So, yeah, it was kind of strange. So, yeah, maybe it's a good idea to say where you used to be. Where you are.
Yeah, because wherever you're at, you're usually at least 2-3 days ahead of that of your video.
Right.
So,
Well, thank you so much, Jack, for being here and sharing your life with our listeners.
Well, thank you
and
for having me.
And I appreciated having you here.
It's been
very
fun.
Interesting, well, Jack you, Moore.
Thank you, Lee.
I want to thank you all for listening to this episode. It's such a joy having Jack Moore here and letting us all see a little bit more about him and learn more about him and see what he's all about. He is a wonderful guy. Find his channel on YouTube, Traveling with Jack, and please subscribe. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel also, Minivan Lee. Now, I also want to mention that I have a Facebook group called Minivan Lee's This Nomad Life, just like this podcast is This Nomad Life. So if you're still on Facebook, you haven't left it yet. I know a lot of people are, but I enjoy Facebook. It's got a great platform, and there are many features that I enjoy on it. Go to that group, Facebook group, and join. And I will accept you in, and we have great suggestions going on in there. It's a fun group. I call it the Cool Kids Group. Yes, because we don't have any rules there except to have fun. So I really want to thank you for listening to This Nomad Life. Until next time, have a great week. I know I will, as I enjoy this nomad life.